From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korea strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile launch attempt. Earlier, the U.S. military reported that North Korea tried to launch an intermediate-range ballistic missile, but the effort failed. In addition to already conducting an unprecedented 2 nuclear tests this year, Pyongyang has advanced its land-based and submarine-based ballistic missile capabilities with numerous launches in the last 6 months. A suicide bomber blew himself up near the Shiite mourners in a northern district of the Iraqi capital Baghdad, killing dozens. Edward Uranian is following the story.
Men shouted and women wailed after a suicide bomber blew himself up inside a tent camp in the northern Baghdad district of Ashab, killing dozens of Shiite pilgrims and wounding scores of others. The crowd had gathered to mark the annual Shiite Ashura ritual commemorating the death of Hussein, grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Military spokesman Colonel Saad Man told Iraqi media that the suicide bomber infiltrated the open-air market. He says that the bomber blew up a suicide belt in the crowded Shalal market among the Ashura celebrants belonging to the Bahabul tribe. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Syrian opposition forces backed by Turkish airstrikes launched an offensive in northern Iraq to gain control of a key border town from the Islamic State. Turkey launched unprecedented cross-border airstrikes against IS strongholds, you'll remember, in August, just days after linking IS fighters to a suicide bombing that left 51 dead. This is VOA News.